Friday reflection of how the week went. Started off really strong with my day planned out, focused on one specific task. When the amount of work I got done was phenomenal. Next few days, easily distracted by some things going on around me. And didn't stick to my daily plans. Each day I record three things I want to do for each, at least three things, for the insurance, no business, some type of real estate investing. That could just be reaching out to people. Three things I need to do for the farm to make sure the farm's running smoothly, and things to do for the family. So that's a pretty full day, and I got easily sidetracked on Wednesday and Thursday. Certain things didn't go my way. There was some disruptive forces going on. Nothing major at all. And this morning I locked myself down, put the phone in another room, put on some binaural beats. If you haven't ever listened to that stuff and you need to focus and concentrate and you want to relax and study, that's the way to go. It's unbelievable how that stuff works. But then had to get in some exercise time. And that's really where the reflection comes into. The world of fitness and exercise is filled with bullshit and nonsense. People tell you you have to do this and you have to do that. And exercise is maybe not even the right word. Activity is really what you... There's no real set plan to activity. I get that. I understand that. But when people exercise, they're looking for instant gratification. This was something my staff and I talked about a long time ago. You're getting instant gratification. To have a purpose, it means you are actually training for something. Right? There's an end in mind. There's an outcome that needs to be delivered. And there's a purpose to it. So if you're going to exercise and just to feel good, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But in this field, or in the exercise science, whatever, everybody thinks they have to have this one size. This is what's best for everybody. And that's just such bullshit. Because what's good for one person is going to be terrible for another person. And you could have 10 people in a group that would be able to do train a specific way, exercise a specific way, do whatever. But then there's going to be that one outlier that is either way above or way below everybody else and their capabilities. And therefore, that would like slow down the group. Although they're building on it slowly and individually. But activity is really the key. And now that I don't even think key is the right word. But just being mobile. And that means getting up and move. Nothing else. That means getting up and move. So for me, the last 2 days has been moving our last wood pile to cover. So when this snowstorm comes in, which won't happen, I'm sure, that everything's covered and we won't have to be battling wet wood when we put it in the fireplace anymore. So get up, people. Move your ass and shake your booty. Get some stuff done out there today, even if it's just walk. Like, I'm walking. Pete and I are now sitting down in the grass below our goat pen. Just staring up at the sky. Well, he's chewing a stick. I'm staring up at the sky as I'm talking. So get out there, have some fun, be active. Most important, have a great day. Have a day for you. And the last thing is, The Roosters reminded me. Sometimes you just got to get up and shout and have a good time and let the people know, let the people around you know what's going on as Pete steals my glove. Right? Get out there, people. Have a day.